Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Nearly 200 Boston police officers are expected to begin wearing body cameras today as the city looks to improve relations between police and the community. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
According to the BPD's new policy, body cameras, quote, reinforce the public's perception of police professionalism and preserve factual representations of officer-civilian interactions. Mayor Marty Walsh says he hopes body cameras will increase police transparency.
The complaints against police officers in Boston has been down for the last 5 years. This isn't the answer to everything, but this is another piece of a very important process.
Under the body camera policy, officers wearing the cameras are to record nearly all of their interactions with the public, unless they decide to stop recording, for example, at the request of a civilian or when a victim is giving their first account of a crime. The policy includes guidelines for turning cameras on and off, but officers will be allowed the discretion to operate their cameras as they see fit, with or without the consent of those being recorded. Shagun Idowu is co-founder of the Boston Police Camera Action Team. He says his group was lobbying for the police to require that consent.
Our policy called for consent, even on the street, but we were fine to accept notification on the street, but consent in the home. But according to this new policy, consent is not required at all during any interaction, no matter where it is.
Idowu says the body camera policy is weighted in favor of police in various ways. While officers get notified if their tape is distributed outside the department, civilians aren't entitled to the same notification. Idowu argues the officers' union, which was originally against the body camera program, had more say in the final policy than the community did.
Yes, I understand they have to work with the union, but they don't have to abide by everything the union wants to do. And so that's unfortunate. But, you know, this is something to build on. The policy is what it is now. And so for us, it's going to be about changing it to make sure it reflects what people in the community wanted.
Boston's police officers can also benefit from the video footage, like in cases where an interaction is disputed. They'll also be able to review footage before writing police reports. Commissioner William Gross says he welcomes body cameras because they give the public a broader understanding of how police operate.
You know, oftentimes we just see little excerpts of this and that, and it doesn't fully tell the entire story. We're looking forward to the program. Wait until you see how we're treated sometimes. Wait till you see our video. You're going to be like, wow, they are human.
Today's partial implementation of the body camera program is the beginning of a rollout that will eventually spread across the department. Advocates are still waiting on details for how and when that will happen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.